Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good day once again, everybody. Welcome to Jumping the Gun. It is brought to you by Patterson Square Garden, along with my man, Brother Dan. I'm Derek Gunn. And all right, Brother Dan, I kind of remember some of the picks I made. Are you sitting here telling me that you won again this week? And I noticed how, look at you gloating. See, this, you're sitting here gloating about it, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Of course. After all those weeks that you had in a row, I gotta show off a little bit.
All right. So what was our records last week?
I went 11-5 and you went 9-7.
So oh, we both did that's pretty painful. Well. Painful. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we both did pretty well, but I came out on top this week.
All right. So we're looking at week number 15 of the NFL season. Some interesting matchups as the playoff race and jockeying for position continues to get hot and heavy. So we're going to start with the most important game.
Yes, we're going to start with our Eagles coming off of their win against the Saints, which nobody saw coming. The Eagles at the Cardinals. The Cardinals are getting 6.5 points in Arizona.
I noticed how quickly you said our Eagles, considering last week you emphasized how you were jumping off the bandwagon for the rest of the season.
Oh, I'm still off the bandwagon. They're my Eagles. I'm not a Fairweather fan, but I am not on the bandwagon.
All right, so let's see. You said Arizona, 6.5 point favorite?
Yes.
Okay, so Arizona laid a dud at home against the Rams a few weeks ago. And considering the way the Giants were playing up until last Sunday, I thought the Giants' cold weather at home would manhandle the Cardinals. But oh no, Arizona goes in there, figures out what the Giants were doing in the second half, took control of the game. Now, Jalen Hurts has been electrifying. He has the city of Philadelphia buzzing. But now Jack Driscoll's out for the year. Roddy McLeod's out for the year. Avante Maddox is gone for a couple of weeks. Darius Slay is still in concussion protocol. And they got that man named DeAndre Hopkins over there. I'm taking Arizona in the 6.5 at home this week.
I'm also taking Arizona. I think the little glimmer of hope that we had after last week comes to an end this week. I don't think we're going to be able to win the division. We just need too much to happen, and I don't think it's going to happen. I'm honestly at the point where the Eagles just put me out of my misery this week against Arizona, so that we're not waiting until a week 17 game against Washington and we just get our heart broken there. So I think the Cardinals are going to win this week. I think they're the more desperate team because I think they can actually make some noise in the playoffs. The Eagles are just too beat up. Rodney McLeod being gone really hurts. But we're going to see how Kayvon Wallace shows up. I've been looking forward to seeing him in a bigger role on the team. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of the young pieces, but we're playing against a very hungry team in Arizona and a team that has been playing well for most of the season.
All right. One down.
Next we have the Chargers at the Raiders, which is the Thursday night game. The Raiders are getting 3 points in Las Vegas.
I don't know how the Chargers rallied to beat the Falcons. I really don't. And I know the Raiders, they got smashed by the Colts to the point it cost their defensive coordinator his job. But Raiders are in desperation mode right now. I'm going to take the Raiders in this game. I'm going Raiders.
I'm also going to go with the Raiders here. The Chargers faced what seems to be the NFC version of them this past week in the Falcons. The two teams that just don't know how to finish games. They just find ways to lose. And I mean, we both picked the Falcons last week. We thought the veteran talent would come through for them, but they're the Falcons. So they find another way to lose. I'm going with the Raiders here. I trust John Gruden more than I trust Anthony Lynn, and I trust Derek Carr right now. Although last week was not a good showing, I'm going with the veteran talent again this week. Next, we have the Bills at the Broncos. The Bills are getting 6.5 points in Denver.
All I needed to see was what the Bills were able to do against the Steelers, and I'm convinced. I'm taking the Bills with the points on the road. Although the Broncos, you know, they're coming off a nice win over the Panthers. And the Broncos, you just never know which team is going to show up. But the way Buffalo's playing right now, I can't bet against Buffalo. I got to take the Bills.
Yeah, I'm also going to take the Bills. They're on a roll. And you called it last week with the Steelers. I didn't think the Bills were going to win that game, but the Bills were very impressive. The offense is explosive as usual. They're just fun to watch. I think the Broncos got a win against a pretty bad team in Carolina. I'm going to go with the Bills here also. They're gearing up for their playoff run, and I think they're serious about it this year. Next, we have the Bucks at the Falcons. The Bucks are getting 6 points in Atlanta.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. A divisional game. The Bucks desperately need this game, especially with the Saints losing to the Eagles. I'm going to take the Bucks on the road here. I think the Falcons, they're a competitive team. They just don't know how to find a way to win consistently. So I'll go with the Bucks here on the road.
I'm also going to take the Bucks. Tom Brady, at the end of the season, when he needs to get wins, he gets wins. So I'm going to go with the Bucks here as well. I've already outlined why I don't trust the Falcons. They just find new ways to lose games. Although it's going to be it's a division game, so it might be close. But I'm going with the Bucks here.
Hey, you missed the most important game being played on Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, but yeah, of course. We have the Panthers at the Packers.
How'd you miss that game?
Oh no, I had them. I'm sorry, I didn't know that they were playing on Saturday.
Oh my goodness.
So we have the Panthers at your Packers. The Packers are getting 8.5 points in Green Bay.
No Christian McCaffrey. The Panthers have run their course. Thanks to the Eagles helping them out, Green Bay is now the number one seed in the NFC. Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones, that's like a Bermuda Triangle right now. And the way they're playing, there's no way Green Bay loses this game at home.
Yeah, the Packers, just like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers is in playoff mode. They're looking at that number one seed in the NFC, and they're going for it. I'm going with the Packers here. It's at home in December in Lambeau Field. I'm not picking against the Packers here.
Smart man.
Back to Sunday, we got the 49ers at the Cowboys. The Niners are getting 3 points in Dallas.
Dallas coming off a win against the limping Bengals, a convincing 30-7 win. Dallas is going nowhere but home at the end of this season, so they're playing for pride, and a lot of guys are playing for jobs. Now, don't be shocked, but I'm taking Dallas at home in this one. I got Dallas
really?
At home.
I'm going to take the Niners. I just trust their system. I trust the culture they got going on right now. The Cowboys, I mean, they beat the Bengals, but without Joe Burrow, everybody's beating the Bengals. I'm taking the Niners here. Just purely off of their coaching, the consistency they have in their organization. They're a run first team, and the Cowboys defense has been pretty bad this year. So I'm taking the Niners. Hopefully the good Nick Mullins shows up this week, not the one that turns the ball over like he has been. Next we have the Lions at the Titans. The Titans are getting 10.5 points in Tennessee.
That sounds about right. 10.5 points. Tennessee knows what's at stake from here on. Detroit, they're competitive. They'll put up some points. They'll stress you. You know, Matthew Stafford, he'll throw for his 300 yards and maybe three touchdown passes, but it's all for naught. Tennessee is not losing this game at home, and I expect Derrick Henry to have a big game on the ground against the Lions. So I'm going to take Tennessee with the points in this. So that's a pretty big margin point spread, but I like Tennessee in the point spread at home.
I couldn't trust the team less than I trust the Lions. I'm going with the Titans here. I mean, Derrick Henry is making a case for MVP as a running back, which is insane on its own. I'm going with the Titans here. It's in Tennessee. They're playing for playoff seeding. Yeah, there's no way I'm picking against Tennessee here. And I would give them the points as well. Next we have the Texans at the Colts. the Colts are getting 7 points in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I tell you what, the Colts showed me something. By the way, they smashed the Raiders 44-27 last week. And the Texans, I picked to beat the Bears, and the Bears all of a sudden decided to play a solid game of football, and they smashed the Texans on the road in Chicago, the Windy City. Now the Texans have to go back on the road again to play in Indianapolis' dome. I'm going to take the Colts in the points. I don't think the Texans can score enough points to keep up with Indianapolis at home.
Yeah, I'm going with the Colts too. I mean, the Colts, look at their offense. They're showing up this past week. Phillip Rivers playing like the Phillip Rivers that we've seen the last 10 years. Their running game showing up. Jonathan Taylor, Nyheim Hines. I mean, the Colts are impressive. I'll tell you what, nobody wants to play the Colts in the playoffs. That's going to be a tough team to beat. That defense is going to be very stingy. I'm taking the Colts here, and I think they're going to be a sleeper team in the playoffs this year. Next, we have the Patriots at the Dolphins. The Dolphins getting 2.5 points in Miami.
You know, the Patriots have spent so many years beating up on everybody in the AFC East, and this is payback year for a lot of teams in the AFC, in particular the Bills and the Dolphins. One thing that we know right now, the Patriots desperately need a quarterback. Cam Newton is not it. And so with that said, the way the Dolphins are playing, even though the Dolphins are coming off a hard-fought loss to the Chiefs, they played the Chiefs pretty tough. They came back, made a game out of it. So I'm going to take the Dolphins at home. I think the Patriots are done. First time in over a dozen years, the Patriots won't have double-digit wins. They won't win the division title. All good things must come to an end. So I'm picking the Dolphins to win this game to stay right on the heels of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I'm picking the Dolphins too, but what I find interesting about this line is that it's only 2.5 points. Now, when teams are evenly matched, normally the home team gets a 3-point cushion in the spread. The Dolphins getting 2.5 points means the Vegas thinks the Patriots might have a shot in this game. I just don't see why that's the case. I'm going with the Dolphins here. They played a great game against Kansas City last week. I really wanted them to pull it off. But, I mean, Tyreek Hill on that out route on fourth down was just impossible to stop. They gave them their best shot. But I'm taking Miami this week. And I think, as I've been saying all year, I think they're going to get to the playoffs this year. Next, we have the Bears at the Vikings. The Vikings are getting 3 points in Minnesota.
Well, the Bears' winning streak has come to an abrupt end. The Vikings, they lost a tough game to Tampa Bay, which basically gave Green Bay the NFC North title. The Vikings are still right there in the playoff hunt, though. So with that said, I'm going to take the Vikings at home. I just think Minnesota at home with their weapons, and you don't know which Bears team is going to show up. I think it's going to be a good divisional game, but I think the Vikings get this one to keep their playoff hopes alive.
You know what I find interesting, and I didn't even really notice this until I was looking at the games this week. It feels like the Bears, before this week, hadn't won a game in 2 months. But the Bears and the Vikings have the same record. And for that reason, and just because of how much I don't trust Kirk Cousins, I'm taking the Bears here.
What?
I'm taking the Bears here. I think Kirk Cousins is going to have one of those bad games where he keeps turning the ball over. That Bears defense is pretty impressive, and it's going to be a lot harder for the Vikings to run the ball against that Bears defense. I'm going with the Bears here. This is my gut pick.
It looks like D-Gun is going to be back in the lead again.
We'll see. But next we have the Seahawks at the Washington football team. The Seahawks are getting 5.5 points in Washington.
Seattle sitting at 9-4. They smoked the Jets 40-3 last Sunday. Washington coming off of a tough, hard-fought win over the 49ers, a really good, hard-hitting win. Washington right now in control. Who would have thought Washington would be in control of the NFC East right now? They're just one game below 500. They're 6-7 already. And So with that said, I'm taking Washington at home over Seattle. I think their defense is going to be too much for Russell Wilson and company.
Wow. So I'm taking the Seahawks here. But my criticism of Russell Wilson for the last few years has always been that I feel like he doesn't just go out there and get the wins that he's supposed to get against teams that aren't very good. Like he plays a lot of close games, but he doesn't go out and beat, just like knock out a team that's bad, like he did this past week against the Jets. He finally showed that this past week, beating the Jets 40-3. I don't remember the last time I saw the Seahawks just blow out somebody. So I think Russell Wilson is kicking it into gear for the playoffs. I like Washington a lot, but I think Seattle is finally starting to round into form, and they got Chris Carson back. He's healthy. He looked good this past Sunday. I'm going with the Seahawks here. I think Washington still ends up winning the division, but I don't think they win this game.
Okay.
Next, we have the Jaguars at the Ravens. The Ravens are getting 13 points in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's about right. Almost a 2-touchdown favor here. Let's see. The Ravens, what a win. What a great Monday night game, the way they held off the Browns. You know, Lamar Jackson leaves the field. The Browns creep back closer. Lamar Jackson comes back and wins the game for him. Jacksonville, man, if it wasn't for... I don't know how to describe Jacksonville. If it wasn't for the Jets, Jacksonville would be the worst team in the league, sitting right now at 1-12. There's no way in the world they're going to win this game. Ravens at 8-5. They're jockeying for playoff positioning now. Ravens should smoke Jacksonville.
Yeah, that might have been the most fun game of the season this past Monday night. The Ravens and the Browns. The Browns are for real, too. That was a very impressive game.
Yeah, it was.
By the Browns. It was fun from start to the end. Lamar Jackson coming back on that fourth down to throwing a touchdown. Instead of just getting the first down, this man came back and threw a touchdown. That was one of the craziest games I've seen this year. I'm definitely taking the Ravens. The Jaguars have been horrible all year. We don't even know who's. I mean, their quarterback situation might be the worst in the NFL. It might be even worse than the Jets. And the Jets haven't even won. So I'm going with the Ravens here. Next, speaking of the Jets, we have the Jets at the Rams. The Rams are getting 17 points in Los Angeles.
Wow, Rams are in control of the NFC West. There's no way they fall asleep this week. The Jets, you know what? They play competitive 1 week. They lay down the next week. I think this is the week where they lay down because the Rams are going to force them to lay down. There's a lot of turmoil in the Jets organization right now. I think this is a slam dunk. If there's a slam dunk of the week, this is a slam dunk of the week. Rams easily over the Jets.
Are you taking the points with that too?
Taking the points.
17 points?
Yep, taking the points.
Wow. So it's funny, you said that the Rams aren't going to lay down this week. And what's funny is I think they can lay down and still win this game. It's been that bad for the Jets. I'm taking the Rams here. There's just nothing even to talk about here. The Rams are just the better team from top to bottom. It's just better organization, better team. They're going to win this week. Next, we have the Chiefs at the Saints. The Chiefs getting 3 points in New Orleans.
Man, this will be the game of the week. The Chiefs, it's funny, the Chiefs can score a lot of points, but they allow the opposition to score a lot of points as well. If Drew Brees was playing in this game, it might sway my opinion. Taysom Hill is not Drew Brees. And the fact that the Eagles did an unbelievable job of controlling that Saints offense, they held the rushing game to under 100 yards. They got 5 quarterback sacks on Taysom Hill. The Chiefs will win this game by accident. And by that, I mean they'll put up 30 points. They'll give up 30 points, but in the end, they'll score 1 or 2 more points than the Saints will. So what's the point spread in this game again?
3 points for the Chiefs.
Chiefs 3 points. I think that's going to be the difference. That game could be a push, but I'm going to take the Chiefs and the points here.
You know, I wish Drew Brees was playing in this game. And I feel like the schedule makers at the beginning of the year, they wanted this to be one of the biggest games of the season. And it's a shame that, I mean, Taysom Hill is very entertaining, don't get me wrong.
Yep.
But, man, Drew Brees against Patrick Mahomes in New Orleans. And, I mean, at that time, they were assuming there might be fans at this game. Obviously, that's not the case. But, man, this would have been such an entertaining game. I hope we get it again at some point in the next few years, hopefully, if Drew Brees is still playing. But I'm taking the Chiefs here. I'm taking the points. I don't think it's going to be very close because I think the Chiefs, defense, they need to wake up a little bit. Tyrann Mathieu needs to start playing a little bit better. Chris Jones needs to get back to being that dominant force on the inside of the defensive line. I think the Chiefs win here, and I'm also going to take the points. Next, we have the Browns at the Giants for our Sunday night game. The Browns are getting 4 points in New York.
Wow, this is going to be some good defensive. It's going to be a good hard-hitting game here. The big difference is I don't think the Giants can score enough points to stay with the Browns. I mean, the Browns put up 42 on a pretty good Baltimore defense. The Giants are not an offensive juggernaut. So I'm going to take the Browns a rebound. I mean, they're still smart. It's a short week for them. They know what's at stake. So I'm going to take them. I'm going to take them basically to win this game.
Yeah, I'm also going to take the Browns, but Baker Mayfield has to keep playing conservative football. Don't turn the ball over. If he doesn't throw that pick to Tyus Bowser, they might win that game against Baltimore. I mean, he played outside of that interception, he played a pretty much perfect game, and it was just that one pick was just enough to cost him the game. I'm going to go with the Browns here, but Baker Mayfield's got to be careful with the ball. Also, man, it's watching that game. How demoralizing does it have to be for a defense for Nick Chubb to be running the ball all over you, and then once he gets tired, you have to deal with Kareem Hunt.
Yep.
That's absolutely insane. That their running game is so much fun to watch. Yeah, the Browns are gonna take this game. They're getting ready for the playoffs in Cleveland. They haven't been able to say that for like almost 20 years now. So I'm going with the Browns. Next, we have the Steelers at the Bengals for the Monday night game. The Steelers are getting 13 points in Cincinnati.
I think the Steelers have been tired. They had to play a lot of games in a short amount of time because of COVID, rescheduling games and stuff like that. And it showed. They're on a two-game losing streak. Hey, look, if the Dallas Cowboys can put up 30 on Cincinnati's defense, how many points will Ben Roethlisberger and those guys put up on that defense? And even though the Steelers are hurting linebacker wise, Bud Dupree is out for the season. They've lost in Devin Bush out for the season. They've lost a lot of talent on that defense, especially linebacking, but they have more than enough of everything else to win this game easily on the road.
This is just such a nice little cupcake game for the Steelers to get back into form right before the playoffs. I mean, you just get to go to Cincinnati, beat up on the Bengals real quick, and then you're on to the playoffs in a couple of weeks. I'm taking the Steelers here. I'm taking the points. I think the offense wakes back up this week. Yeah, I mean, there's not really much to it. It's still unfortunate with Joe Burrow being out for the Bengals. They were one of the more fun teams to watch. But now they're back to being the Bengals of last year. So I'm taking the Steelers here.
All right, there you have it, our Week 15 picks. I fully expect to be gloating next week over some of the differences of opinion that Brother Dan and I have had. So this has been the Week 15 edition of Jumping the Gun, brought to you by Patterson Square Garden. For my main man, Brother Dan, I'm Derek Gunn. So long, everybody.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.